The sermon for the fourth week after Pentecost is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 20. The sermon is entitled, "The Word Does Everything." Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, recently I went, I think 2 weeks ago, to the district convention in Las Vegas. And we began the convention with a seemingly a humbling and concerning picture of Christianity in America. The decline of Christianity is now not only on the precipice, but rather it is here and now. Surveys have stated that in the span of the last 10 years, from 2011 to 2021, there was a 12% decline for those who even identify as Christians. If that isn't even startling enough, as we heard the words in the gospel, "The harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few," it is the same plight for even our seminaries. The need for pastors is ever increasing as many pastors are retiring in this time, yet people entering church work is decreasing as well. Now, hearing these realities and these statistics, it is a cause of great concern, or it should be a cause. From the human perspective, as we look at all these projections for the church, it is easy to go there. There meaning panic, fear, stress, anxiety. What is going to happen? It seems that the numbers are going down, attendance is going down, and we see this line graph slowly scaling down. And what are we to do? Today in the gospel, the faithful 72 are sent out to do, to proclaim the word of God. Yet the interesting aspect on how they are to go, well, we see clearly that the word does everything. Jesus says, "Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandal." Yes, the 72 could have also gone there, right? Worry, wait, no knapsack, no money, no sandals? How am I to survive out in the field? Yet they went. Jesus appointed them to go solely by the word of God, because the word actually does everything. The word is everything, and thus, no matter the concern, from what you see, what you hear, there they were sent by Christ to proclaim this very word of the gospel, even being sent as lambs in the midst of wolves. Have you ever been surrounded by wolves? Personally, I haven't. But if I was, just picture how dangerous and daunting that must be. And spiritually speaking, we are, aren't we? The world rejecting, the world opposing and persecuting, the snarling fangs of darkness growling and snarling and barking as the lamb is sent in the midst of all. You know, in any other case, this lamb would be helpless. For of course, without any reinforcements, what are they to do? Though the odds weren't in their favor, the 72, what happened? They returned with great joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And of course, Jesus knew it. He is God. He is all-knowing. And he saw the word as it was preached. He saw Satan fall. "This evil foe, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Yes, that's right. The speed of lightning is 270,000 miles per hour. Did you know that? I had to Google it. Now, this is not a slow roll or a long-lasting 12-round bout. No, this is God's word striking down Satan. The devil has no match. Like a speed of lightning, he was cast out. The evil foe had no chance against the Lord. And we saw it 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. We see it here as the serpents and scorpions and the power of the enemy are trampled upon. And we will, and they would, and we live in this reality as Jesus gives us his victory in his cross and empty tomb. But see, this is the key of the text in verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. You were rescued by Christ. By his grace you are saved from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Because the Word does everything and is everything, this gospel has saved each and every one of you. Your name is written in the book of life. See, what Jesus is saying to the 72 is, don't let this go to your head. Remember how you were rescued, that you did not bring anything to the table. It was not what you did by your own human efforts. All of it was Jesus. Satan falling from the sky, that is Jesus conquering the devil. Their trust, their confidence, their boldness as lambs in the midst of wolves, it was always outside of themselves. It's always the Word, Jesus Christ. You know, I began this sermon with the startling reality of our spiritual landscape in America. And many people will say, yes, that's right. The church is dying. Christianity is falling off the board, and we need to do something about it. We need to bring something new to the table. We need to do something. And what creeps in our words, under our tongues, in our hearts and minds is this. The power of God's word isn't enough. We need to do more. But remember the 270,000 miles per hour. Remember how fast Satan falls from the sky. Not because of their ingenuity, not how they spoke or some new technique or innovation, or somehow convincing these people in these cities and towns of Christ. No, it was simply the power of God's word. And that's what's happening here right now. That's why you're here. That by the power of God's word, as you hear it, receive it, there he sustains you, guides you, forgives you, rescues you, gives you the great comfort and peace in the midst of this dark world. Faith comes by hearing the words of Christ. And this is the bottom line. Do you trust in the word of God? That in the midst of all the statistics, all the projections, all the predictions and uncertainties and discouragements, you believe and trust in the word and what this word does for each and every one of you. The other day on YouTube, we discussed the significance of infant baptism. And we asked the question, why are babies to be baptized? And as we discussed this question, or as I was teaching this question, I realize that there's always a bigger question in this. That is, do you believe in the power of God's word? That is, do you believe that his word actually works? That his word gives you your faith, not your merits, not your reason, not your self-reliance. But does your faith trust in the power of God's word, that what he says, he does? Because there we realize that it was never about our doing. It was never about how much we bring or commit or give our lives to the Lord. No, it's the other way around. It is our Lord's doing. It is what he brings. It is how much he committed his life to you, obedient to death. That's how much he gave for each and every one of you. I know the skies look gray, how much uncertainty looms in each and every one of our lives. But what can you trust in this life? That is the tension of this text. It is not the victory that the 72 had in their own right. No, it was the Lord reminding them, this is the victory that I give to you. What you have received, there the same word is being proclaimed to all the world. And rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. The fact is, all of us here, we didn't pick up the pencil and write our names in the book of heaven, did we? We didn't say, I'm going to pick up that pencil. I'm going to write my name. There I am. No, we can't even lift our hand. We're dead in our sin. We can bring the most pristine spiritual resume to God, touting all of our worth. Yet the humbling reality is this, that we are sinners. That we are dead in our trespasses, and that we are completely depraved, utterly incapable of writing our names in heaven. There is nothing we can do to do this very thing. Jesus is showing the 72, and he's revealing to you that this disbelief, this self-trust, garners nothing. But on the other hand, Jesus is saying, trust in the Word. Trust in the power of His Word, delivering each and every one of you to His great joy. Because your rejoice, your full rejoice, your entire rejoice is what God has done for each and every one of you. This is the object of your rejoice. 270,000 miles per hour. That is your rejoice, because God's word does everything and is everything. The devil falling from the sky. No, you didn't do that. It's the power of God's word, all by the work of Christ. See, our Lord, by His work upon that cross, He died and shed His blood for the sake of sinners, for you, for each and every one of you. You right now may have many stones of guilt that you think are still unturned. You may think right now that the weight of sin is burdened on each and every one of your shoulders. Yet by the power and promise of Christ, His word does actually deliver. His word gives you everything, because His word does everything, from sorrow to sin, from our sin. There Christ bore it on the cross. And you are forgiven. You are. This is your faith, completely in Christ, because His word does everything. Not 50%, not 75, not 95, not even 99.99%. No, the word of God does everything, turning everything upside down by His work, by the word, the law, the gospel, as you hear it right now. And this is your rejoice, the death and resurrection of our Lord. Through all things, here you are. The faith of Christ. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Not in hell, but in heaven. Right now, you're not wondering if your name is written there. Your names are written there. Our gracious Lord, who wrote your name by His very blood. That is how your name is written in the book of life. I know the statistics are daunting, yet remember this for sure, now and forevermore, the church is not dying, because the church is Christ. Because the church is of the resurrection. The church is of the victory and triumph that Christ brings to each and every one of you. The statistics say one thing, but the word says everything. Remember that. Because the word imparts to you and declares to you your righteousness, your forgiveness. The power of God's word wrapped in the holy water and word of baptism, the Lord's Supper, all these gifts given. All by the power of God's word. 270,000 miles per hour. The word does everything. and is everything. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sunday sermon from Faith Lutheran Church in Moorpark, California. For more information, visit us on the web at faithmoorpark.com.